Tim, another game, another tough opponent. What do you guys see from these guys on film in terms of them being able to stop it?
Sure. Well, I mean, one thing that sticks out is the fact that they haven't given up a 100-yard rusher all year. That's impressive. That's impressive, man. They're tough, short yardage situation and goal line situations. Their front, they have a tough front.
You know, statistically, I was just looking at you guys' number. You and Mark have combined for like 1,300 combined yards. Just talk about that 1-2 punch that you guys have. You've been able to, you know, go in and substitute back and forth with each other and not lose a whole lot.
I think we definitely feed off each other. I know when he gets in there, I'm watching what he's doing. I'm communicating with him. And I know when I'm in there, he's watching what I'm doing. He's communicating with me. So it's always good to have competition. I mean, in this business, you got to have competition. And I think we both do different things well, and we both feed off of that. So it's a good thing whenever you're able to have healthy competition, because I know that, hey, if I'm not seeing something, he's going to see it. If he's not seeing something, I'm going to see it, and there's not going to be a drop-off.
It seems like this time of year, a lot of teams are, you know, they're struggling to get through. They're pushing their way through, being some nicks and bruises. But, yet, you two guys are kind of hitting your stride. Is that just one of the benefits of the fact that you guys share carries, is that now this time of the season when teams are dealing with injuries, you guys are able to kind of be a little fresher?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I would definitely say in some of these games this year, we've shown a better commitment to the run. I think even starting in the week in the game plan, putting more of an emphasis on establishing the line of scrimmage, establishing some of our runs. As a running back, you know that. You know if you're going to get certain plays called back-to-back or multiple times in the game, you can get into a rhythm, you can get into a feel. So we know, you know, we got to make sure we're on our A game. We got to make sure that our timing is right, our rhythm is right. You know, it's a lot of things. So we're both feeling healthy. We're both good to go, man. So I think that's going to contribute a lot going down the stretch. You got two healthy running backs and you got a healthy offensive line. Hopefully get Teron back this week. You know, that's a good combination.
With the way they pressure, is it, I guess, even more critical this week in terms of blitz pickup when you guys have to be aware and protections?
Yeah, well, I mean, shoot, you know the defensive coordinator, you know his MO. He's going to bring the house. He's going to try to create havoc. That's just been who he is. So we're going to have to be spot on with our protections and understanding really not just what they're doing, but knowing how Drew is seeing it. We know Drew's going to get us in the right play. We know he's going to get us in the right protection. But it's almost when you're playing with Drew in these kind of defenses, you got to kind of be a step ahead and know, hey, what is he anticipating? How is he going to check it? How is he going to change the protection? And if we can do that and be on the same page, I think we'll be able to protect him.
Defenses obviously have one view of Todd Gurley as a fellow running back. What do you see out of him?
And he's impressive, man. He's definitely athletic. He's a great athlete, man. And for whatever reason, they haven't been able to get him going. I think it's tough whenever the whole focus is on you and stopping you and everything. You know, the defense is designed to stop you. It can be tough, especially in the run game. But the dude's talented, man, and that's easily seen on film.